Feedback is fascinating. Unfortunately, as clinicians and professionals, we don't get a lot of feedback from our clients about how well we're doing. Or if we do, it's easy to overlook it. Sometimes our clients give us feedback by not showing up. But usually, there are enough people on our waiting list that we just quickly go on to the next. We don't know what is working with them, and we don't know how well it's worked with them. There was a workshop that was done years ago at the Florida Mental Health Institute with one of the real pioneers in the field. Group-based treatment planning was being provided. The attendees at this workshop were being provided with several case descriptions. They had modified some of the information and such. These were youngsters who had been seen and families that had been seen several years earlier. The attendees were divided into about four groups and were asked to identify what they would do on behalf of these families. This was frankly at a time before families were very involved in the treatment of their children. Well, it was interesting because as the groups then presented what they would do, it offered feedback to the attendees so that they could see the different approaches that the groups had taken. They were kind of startled to see how differently the various groups would respond to the same information. Further, since these were youngsters who had been seen several years earlier, we were able to tell them what actually had been done and what the outcome had been. So they received feedback that was very important about what really worked for these families and how that compared with their judgment about what was needed. Obviously, we need to have that kind of feedback built in on a regular basis. We need to build that in on a more short-term basis in order for us all to learn.